And so the first scripture we're going to turn to is 1 Corinthians 7:7. For I would that all men were even as I myself, but every man hath his proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that. All right? And so you have to know the root meaning of the word gift is, the Greek word is charisma, which means a grace appointed by God, a grace. And so it is not that you have done anything good to deserve the gift, but your gift is because of God's grace. Never because you are hardworking, or never because you are holy, because the gift is really irrevocable. But God wants you to learn about the gift and to grow in the gift, to develop that gift. And I believe, as I would even preach today, that God is going to do an awesome work of growing this church in leaps and bounds. And so some of you, even now, I'm asking you to ask God this morning to tell you, to tell you what your work, your special work is. And we're going to lay hands on you this morning and stir up the gift in you. But you know what you have to do for me today? You have to be thirsty for that gift. You have to ask God, and then we're going to stir it up. And you have to get knowledge. It means you're going to have to be prepared. You're going to have to spend a lot of time in God's word, because he's growing you now. It's a season where he's growing you, maturing you, because there's a great work ahead for us. I'm prophesying to you, people. And I'm saying to you that God is going to grow this church in leaps and bounds in the next few months. In the name of Jesus. Be prepared. Be prepared. You got to know your place. And so it's never that we deserve the gift, as we were saying. It's that God distributes it as he pleases. All right? Some gifts may be more visual, but all are for God's glory. All right? So we're going to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, so we can begin to define, all right? I said from verse 4, but let us start from verse 1. Can we start? Let me just read from verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. It means God wants you to get knowledge concerning the gifts. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as we were, as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but in the same God which worketh in all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. All right, so we determine you have to be thirsty for the gift. All right? You have to ask God for the gift. And you have to get knowledge about the gift or gifts. Okay? The purpose of the gift. Purpose of the gifts. Number one, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. All right? The next thing is to strengthen us in faith. Sometimes, because of life's afflictions, we can get weary. And so the gifting, somebody comes and they may encourage you. They may speak a word of prophecy to you. They may speak a word of wisdom or knowledge. It encourages you to know that God is with you. He knows all about you and he's pushing you along. Amen. Another purpose for the gifts is that it will turn men's hearts to God. Turn men's hearts to God. When Paul the apostle speaks, he speaks and he chides the people. He says, do not desire just to speak in tongues, but to prophesy. Because when men come into your service and you prophesy, therefore they will prove that God is real. That God knows the heart of man. Only God could know these deep secrets. There are some of you here with prophetic eyes. Prophetic eyes. And then, not only that, the gifts encourage us to stay dependent on each other because we're working together. Now, you have to remember, even as I'm teaching, no gift is more important than the other. If you read further, it's just that, as I'm saying, some are more visual. Because if you read further down in that chapter, Paul begins to say, well, he defines the gifts as the members of the body. There is the eye, which would be the prophetic. Is that right? Yeah. Right? And then you have the hands, and even the sit upon plays a very important role. Because the sit upon can't see, but the eye can't sit upon. Yeah. Is that right? Yes. Right. Amen. You must say, bless our Lord. Jamaican way, all right? Remember now, the point is not the name of the gift, but it's the purpose to give God glory. Gifts can be word or deed oriented. You get that, people? Word or deed oriented. And even as I was preparing the message, the Lord reminded me to tell you that there are no gifts that are independent of the Holy Spirit. All right? Because your first priority, if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, but the Lord said today is the day. There are some of you who are thirsty. You're going to come today. We're going to lay hands on you and you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. So begin to stir your faith to receive even now in Jesus' name. All right? Because the gifts are manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit. All right? The indwelling of the Spirit is for fruit bearing. And the outpouring of the Spirit is for service. All right? Now, what are the gifts? As we noted here in the book of Corinthians, that we just read, there are 9 gifts here. But I'm going to tell you the gifts are not limited to just the 9 gifts. Because even as I'm going to read to you a little later on down the line, I'm going to read you from Romans chapter 12, which speaks of other gifts. Because I just listed you a few, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, so forth and so on. But when you flip over to Romans chapter 12, because you're going to study deep now. You're going to study the word because you need to grow and you need to start ministering. Romans chapter 12, when you look at Romans 12, it speaks of the gift of mercy. There's exhortation. But even separate and apart from what is listed in the word, there is the gift of hospitality. Right? So many of those ladies, I feel so comfortable when they come to the door and they hug me and, I feel so good. Don't you feel good? Yeah, Amanda is one of them. Yes. And then mother over there, every time she just tells me, come, let me give you a hug. You feel so good, eh? Yes, the gift of hospitality. Now, we're going to divide the basic gifts that Paul has listed here into 3 sections. We're going to divide them into revelatory gifts, power gifts, and vocal gifts. All right? So the first, the revelatory gifts are word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discernment of spirits. All right? The power gifts, that is, they do something, are the working of miracles, the gift of faith, and the gifts of healing. The vocal gifts now, which is spoken, is the gift of prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. All right? Now, I'm going to speak to you briefly on most of these topics, but there are a few that I'm going to get into a little more detail about. Like, for instance, what is the gift of wisdom? The gift of wisdom is actually having the ability, not the ability, but you're able to hear and understand with God's mind in a given situation how to act. You understand that? All right. The gift of word of knowledge. I'm going to read this to you because as I was preparing my notes. So wisdom is basically guidance as to how to act in any given situation. All right? They're very similar, the word of wisdom and word of knowledge. But knowledge, it comes in a broader aspect. Because word of knowledge was what Christ said when he saw the woman at the well. He said, look, where is your husband? You have five husbands, right? That is word of knowledge. It's more compound. So word of knowledge is received from the Holy Spirit to minister to the needs of the people to know and understand situations, circumstances, sometimes strategies of the enemy. It brings answers, healing, understanding. The ability, some when you do your research, some may even put it down to simply being the ability to teach doctrine. But that is one of the aspects, I would say. All right? Noah building the ark was done by word of knowledge. He knew. God told him, and he knew. Many other instances. You understand? Then discernment of spirits. That is something I can speak about in detail, right, Pastor? but discernment of spirits is really the fact that God has given us an invisible enemy. We don't know why. But discernment is mainly the way to see in the realm of the spirits. All right? I don't mean see with your natural eyes. All right? Because I've taken a lot of people through deliverance, and if you're out of balance where you're seeing a lot of these things, it means something is wrong in your generational eyes, and your spiritual eyes need to be closed. All right? Because you're only supposed to see what the Holy Spirit wants you to see. I mean, when I was in training, I was very concerned about this because I never saw those things. And the pastor I sat under, he said, well, God doesn't want you to see because some of these things are so ugly, they would frighten you. Right? So it really is the ability to be able to know what is good, what is evil, and God will even give you strategies for spiritual warfare. All right? Whether you like it or not, you're in a battle. The word of the Lord says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. It means once you take on Christ, it means you're in a battle, an unseen battle. And let me tell you something, if you don't trouble the enemy, he's still going to trouble you. You're going to get knowledge. You're going to know your enemy. All right? But you got to know that every knee must bow, every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord. All right? There's no devil, no demon that has power above the name and the blood of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord says he has the victory. He went into Hades and he took the gates of death, hell, and the grave. You have the victory. You have the victory. So as I said, I'm going to be very brief because, Pastor, I would like us to spend a lot of time in prayer. individually if they need to stir up what's there, to prepare them for the work ahead. Are you ready, people? Yes. Are you ready, people? Yes. God heard you. There's a great work ahead. And I'm going to tell you, you won't feel fulfillment or contented until you're really doing what God said. Until you're really doing what he called you to do and expressing those gifts. You know that? All right. Next one is the working of miracles. And that one is simple to understand. Huh? Anybody can tell me what that is? It's simple. A miracle is something that defies all natural law. Right? We've even experienced people growing arms, growing legs, people who couldn't walk. You see it all the time in the Benny Hinn conferences. I've never actually gone to one of the Benny Hinn conferences because I can't take crowds at all like that. And I've even had a friend who told me that she went there and she had contact lens, and by the end of the meeting, her contact lens popped out and she no longer needed them. Right? That's a miracle. And God is still the God of all miracles. There is nothing that is too difficult for him. Jeremiah 32:27 says, I am the God of all flesh. There is nothing that is too difficult for me. All he wants us to do is to have faith. Lift your faith and believe him for something uncommon today. Challenge him. He can do it. He can do it. The gift of faith. Basically, that is like someone who has confidence. Even when the hurricane just out the door, they say God is going to come through, you know. You ever experienced people like that? Well, I tell you, I was going to have a conference in Jamaica about 3 years ago. And I remember clearly that they had the Hurricane Isaac coming. And what it is, we had to go to another city and we had to take a nice tour bus and go down there and stay in a hotel. And the hurricane was coming, Pastor, the Friday. And everybody going said, Pastor, are you mad? Not quite in those words. Don't you see the hurricane coming? Don't you see everybody canceling their events? And I said, no. God said it must be the 25th of August, 2013. So we're going to go, and if there's a hurricane outside, we're still going to praise the Lord. We've got to believe him, despite the hurricane, despite what we see around us. God said it in his word, and God said it. You've got to believe him. For each of us have been given a measure of faith. That's a different thing, but there is a gift of faith. There are some of you here that when you believe God and you pray, miracles happen. Some things happen on this earth. You've got to step out in confidence. You've got to come up higher today. Gift of healing is basically removing of whatever infirmity. Sickness, disease, and infirmity are not of God. It is not God's will for you. The word of the Lord says he desires, beloved, I desire above all else that you should prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. God wants you to be in good health. It doesn't mean that if you have a sickness, you did something wrong. But you have to know that that's not God's will for you. All right? And so that is the gift of healing, where we actually see the physical, emotional, mental issues being healed. Jesus bore 39 stripes at the work of the cross because there are 39 known categories of diseases. And because of that, he bore the stripes so that you can be healed. God is such a master planner. So you have so many diseases, but they all fit into no more than 39 categories. And Christ bore 39 stripes. The word of the Lord says in Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon his head, and by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. All right. Now, there's a gift of prophecy, which is one of my favorite to speak about, Pastor. You know, and we're going to turn to 1 Corinthians 14:1-3. The word says, follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. All right? It means to speak forth or declare God's will, to interpret the purposes of God, or to make known in any way the truth of God, which is designed to influence people. The prophetic word can actually involve forth-telling because it guides you into God's will and plan and purpose. All right? That's the prophetic gift. But I must tell you that there's a difference between the gift and walking in the office of a prophet. All right? God wants you to desire. Because when you have the Holy Spirit represents God. Isn't that right? And he knows all. He's God. God is, all, he's always, he knows everything. He sees everything and he's everywhere. Right? So when you have the Holy Spirit, you should be able to know that you know that you know. All right? God will empower you with that gift if you ask him, you know. I remember the first time I used to go to a prison ministry. And I used to minister to these young men. And I used to be moved with compassion that even when they were, you know, all sort of things go on in these prisons. And they would never take them to the doctor. Because it would have to admit that they were negligent. And so I asked the Lord to give me that gift where I have the authority. And that's how I began to function in the prophetic. Because give me the authority that I would be able to pray, Pastor, for who was going to be there, who should be there, and who should not be there. Give me the authority that I can pray them out of that place. And I tell you, God did an awesome work where I could even pray and they were healed. I remember clearly when I started hearing the voice of the Lord so clearly for that ministry. So I'm saying to you, whatever you do, ask God. And he'll give it to you without measure. As long as he knows that you'll use it for his glory. All right? And so I remember the young man came to me and he said, and I said to him, why are you here? And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, he's here because he, I heard the word murder. And he said, well, them semi is here because, I hope you understand. Are you understanding me, Jamaican talk? Them semi is here because me killed somebody, but me never killed nobody. But I knew the answer because God already told me. But nonetheless, wisdom, I led him to the Lord and told him that if he had the consequences to bear of this, it's not that God didn't love him, right? So I'm saying to you, God can start you off in a simple way. He sees your heart. It's never because you are perfect. It's never because you are good. It's because God wants to use you in a powerful way. Catherine, I'm going to prophesy over you. There are some things that you have been going through, but it is working for purpose. God is calling you into a ministry. Into a ministry. It's not easy, but he's building a ministry in you in Jesus' name. All right, Catherine. However, I must chide you. If you have the gift of prophecy or you operate in the office of a prophet, you must be trained and mentored properly. There are no lone rangers. And whenever somebody comes to submit a word, a key thing that I look for, I ask them, who do you submit to? Whose authority do you submit to? And if they can't tell me, then I don't want them to prophesy to me. All right? Because the first thing you have to learn to do with that ministry is you have to submit. Because let me tell you, when you release the word, there has to be someone who measures and judges that word. All right? Too many people go out of line. And let me tell you, what you see going on out there in this world now is people, they're false prophets. They release all these, but people don't know. Why? Because they never knew the word. They never knew the word. You see, the word says spiritual things are spiritually discerned. You have to know the word of God. And you can't know it with your mind. You've got to know it with your heart. You've got to have it there. You have to digest it. You have to meditate on it. You have to speak it forth. You have to know the word of God in this season. All right? You must have deep revelation of God's word to function properly in that ministry. All right? Personal prophecies, I must tell you, though, are usually conditional, because it usually depends on whether people are obedient or disobedient. All right? The gift of prophecy operates where God ministers to you individually and corporately. God may even give a word for the nation. But again, you remember when God released the word concerning the city of Nineveh? He was going to judge, and the prophet released the word. But the people repented, and God stayed his hand. It wasn't that the prophet was a false prophet, but God relented. All right? The key now is to stay connected to God. Stay connected to God. So whatever it is that is spoken over your life, into your life, it must bear witness with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. All right? All right. The prophetic ministry actually operates from the very heart of God. The very heart of God. All right? Now, the gift of diverse kinds of tongues. All right? I must speak to you about tongues, because the speaking of tongues is the biblical evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. All right? We agree? Yes. Amen? But I'm going to tell you there are exemptions to the rule, because when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, I never spoke in tongues at first. Paul the Apostle never spoke in tongues at first. Billy Graham has never spoken in tongues. You see, we can't limit God, you know. God is such a diverse God. That's why you must always be attuned and stay connected to the Holy Spirit. All right? Billy Graham never spoke in tongues. Now, there are two types of tongues. Number one is the tongues, which is your prayer language. All right? Everybody understands that? All right. That's your prayer language. But what Paul is talking about here in the book of 1 Corinthians 12 is the gift of diverse kinds of tongues. It's a very controversial topic, right, Richard? Very controversial. But I will say, from my experience, I've seen it operating in strong intercessors. And that is a gift that requires an interpreter along with you. All right? And if you don't have an independent, somebody else interpreting, then you must be able to interpret. All right? It is as if God uses the tongues and relays a particular message to edify. All right? But remember, in all this, God is never the author of confusion. All right? Never the author of confusion. He's a God of order. All right? All right?